Hello, it's Dan here from the Nutty Pundits, and Adam has joined today.
Hello.
And today what we're going to be talking about is Bournemouth versus Brighton, which is this evening. An 8 p.m. kickoff at the Vitality Stadium.
Big game.
A big game for both teams, considering one has long-term ambitions of staying in the Premier League, the other one's new to the league and have got off to a good start. But both sides need to win this should they want to stay in the Premier League. They are, you could call them rival clubs on the South Coast. And you could say that this is a six-pointer for the winner.
Yeah, well, Bournemouth had a, you know, they've had a rough start. I mean, they haven't played bad, but I think they need to shore up that defence, really. I know they signed Nathan Aké in the summer. Yeah. Good signing, you know, young player. But I think they're just missing something. It's just not clicking for them at the minute. I know they're trying play three at the back, and they just need to get Jermaine Defoe putting a few away for him now as well, because he's just struggled to get going at the minute.
Yeah, well, could we see one or two changes from Eddie Howe tonight? The likes of Ryan Fraser, Jordan Ibe hasn't particularly performed either.
I think both of them are still struggling with injury, actually, from what I've read.
Right.
So I think a lot of it. I think Stanislas as well.
He had
a very good season last season, and they need to get Josh King as well. I think Josh King has played out wide to accommodate Defoe in the first couple of games.
I don't get it. You know, he played central last season, and
he was 15, 16 goals or something last season. He got wasn't
maybe
he?
17,
crazy.
I think. But I think Bournemouth have a lot. You know, they need to make one or two changes. And, you know, for the first time, you could say, Eddie Howe's under a bit of pressure. He's a bit hot under the collar.
Yeah.
And
he's had a couple of seasons where he's, you know, the first season he did really well, you know, obviously come up, they were playing good football. The second season, they struggled and they got safe with about, you know, five, six games to go, I think. So they ended up being pretty comfortable, but there was still that lingering kind of doubt that shit, this could happen again, like next season, like, so, and it's happened already, you know, four losses on the bounce, and you know, it's not the kind of start you want for a team who are trying to establish themselves in the Premier League. So they've got a tough job, but I think this will be a good game for them, because Brighton, you know, they only, was it 1-0 they won last week, or was it 2-0? No, 3-0.
No, they won 3-1.
3-1?
Pascal Gross scored twice, I believe.
You might be right. Oh, yes, of course he was, yeah. We talked about this last week. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So they seem to have found the feet scoring goals. I know they went three games without scoring, didn't they? And a lot of questions raised on the fact they needed another striker. And, yeah, they probably do need another striker. But I think this game today for Bournemouth is a massive game. And, you know, it's one that they'll very much want to win, really. So.
And, you know, with Brighton picking up 3 points against West Brom, that may somewhat ease a little bit of the pressure.
Every point's
going to be vital for them. But a win against Bournemouth, who we're going to be generous and say, you know, they settled nicely for a top-half finish, somewhere around 11th, 12th place. But at the moment, they're in the relegation zone. They haven't got any points. Brighton will be going there with confidence after they have 4 or 5 points now.
Yeah,
they must be going there with confidence. They have a side which is last weekend played very attacking football against West Brom, which Pulis prides himself on having a very good strong defence, and he'll be disappointed with that, but he'll know that Chris Hughton set up his side at home at the Fowler Stadium to go out and grab a win, and that's what they did. I suppose with Brighton and Hughton, what Hughton could have been accused of with Newcastle is, in away matches, being a Newcastle fan, I thought he was a bit too tame. I don't think
negative.
He was attacking enough or positive enough in the away matches, and ultimately that's what cost Newcastle in 2008-2009.
Are we talking about this year we got sacked by Newcastle?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I think because, like, I remember, you know, we spoke a lot about this at around the time, you know, talking nearly 10 years ago kind of thing. And, you know, he was using the same methods he used in the Championship. at that point. I know we've gone off subject a little bit here, but you know, he used the same kind of strategy.
Have to be different with Brighton.
Yeah, with Brighton, of course, yeah. But he seems to be lining up in a 4-4-2, very standard kind of 4-4-2 kind of formation.
But the thing is, what I, you know, Eddie Howe isn't Frank de Boer, and even with Frank de Boer, I'll say it now, hand on heart, I think they made the decision very early.
Too early, I think.
Far too early. And another thing, just with Frank de Boer, I know we're digressing a bit, is the 15 managers before him were all British or Irish. He was trying to implement a foreign philosophy, the Dutch way of playing, the total football, I think, as they call it over in Holland. But going back to Eddie Howe, I don't think his job is quite under threat in the same way that de Boer's was, purely because he's a solid manager. He's a good manager. He's a young manager. He'll learn. And it's 4 or 5 games in. If you're going to have a bad run, have it then. Don't have it in February or March at the business end.
Yeah, well, you
have it now. Get it out the way.
You saw it last season with Stoke. They, was it October they got their first win? So,
yeah,
you know, come
like
on,
that.
It was about eight or nine games, I think, it took for them to get their win. And they still finished 12th. Was it 12th or 13th last season?
Something like that.
It was close to, you know, they consolidated that position they've had for ever since they've been in the Premier League. So, you know, they've had a very good, you know so he's got a chance to turn it round, basically, Eddie Howe's with Bournemouth. He's got plenty of talent, plenty of attacking talent, and he's got a couple of good young players in there who I think he can bring on leaps and bounds. So I don't think he'll have anything to worry about. And to say, if they can scrape a 1-0 win, that'll give them loads of confidence for tonight.
Yeah, I suppose the final thing we can touch on here is Eddie Howe has changed tactics. More and more teams in the Premier League are going playing 3 at the back now. It's a unique system. It works well for teams like Juventus and the Italian national side. And Antonio Conte introduced it last season Chelsea, and now more and more sides are doing it. They're becoming more versatile, some of the players, especially the fullbacks, turning into wing backs or wingers, being more defensive. Do you think that could be one of the main issues for Eddie Howe at the moment, that his side just haven't quite clicked and it's taking a while to get together? Because he's usually been mainly 4-4-2, hasn't he?
Yeah, 4-4-2 or 4-5-1 he's played quite naturally. And he's just had Josh King up front on his own with Harry Arter playing in behind. And then you've got Sermon and Gosling and Lewis Cook as well, isn't it? Is it Lewis Cook?
The young captain. Yes, the young player.
Yeah, very, very talented kind of players, young players behind him. So I think it's just one of them. I think the system obviously plays a part. I mean, playing 3 at the back itself is a difficult one. I mean, and Conte. I mean, I've read, me and you have both read Pirlo's book, the kind of manager Conte is. He'll drill these kind of things into you, and that, I think that's why he got the best out of Chelsea last season when he switched to 3
but
at the back.
Do you also think, because we have to be very quick now, we don't have too much longer, but with the likes of, through Hoffenheim, they had Kevin Vogt or Sewell, who's now at Bayern Munich, I think. Mm-hmm. They were they played as the middle centre-back. Now, they have a unique role because they can either drop deep into defence, or if they're a bit more like David Luiz, a bit more football player, they have a bit more technical ability, they can push up into the midfield. They sort of go between the two. It's a unique system, a unique way of playing.
That middle centre-back dictates how that kind of back line can progress throughout the game, because they can push into the midfield, or they, like say, the other two centre-backs kind of drift a little bit wider and they drop in to make the third. You know, you saw Gerrard do it in his later years at Liverpool. But that's another subject in itself. So I think we should get onto the scoreline. What do you think is going to be the score tonight?
My prediction, I'll be quick. I'm going to go with 2-1 Brighton.
Ooh, I was going to 2-1 Bournemouth. Josh King and Defoe, I think, will get on the scoreline tonight if they play.
Right, well, good luck to both teams. We wish them well.
And we'll see how that goes.
This is us done. We're going to do one or two more podcasts now for the Champions League and also upcoming Premier League fixtures over the weekend. Thank you for joining.
No,
all the best.
Give us a comment, tweet, retweet, give us a like, drop us anything. Thank you very much, guys.
All the best. Goodbye.
Bye.